June 17th, 168. B. The future. We are reading the first verse of the first chapter of a book whose pages are infinite. I do not know who wrote those words, but I have always liked them as a reminder that the future can be anything we want to make it. We can take the mysterious, hazy future and carve out of it anything that we can imagine, just like a sculptor carves a statue from a shapeless stone. We are all in the position of the farmer. If we plant a good seed, we reap a good harvest. If our seed is poor and full of weeds, we reap a useless crop. If we plant nothing at all, we harvest nothing at all. I want the future to be better than the past. I don't want it contaminated by the mistakes and errors with which history is filled. We should all be concerned about the future, because that is where we will spend the remainder of our lives. The past is gone and static. Nothing we can do will change it. The future before us is dynamic. Everything we do will affect it. Each day will bring with it new frontiers in our homes and in our businesses, if we will only recognize them. We are just at the beginning of the progress in every field of human endeavor.